The soft tone sounded in the fastened seatbelt sign winked out over the 418 passengers on American International's Flight 1143, the airline's morning flight from New York to Los Angeles. The two men and one woman in seats 17A, 17B, and 17C unhooked and pulled down their folding tables. They were all wearing the classic uniform of young information workers on the way up. Blue or white button-down shirts with ties with the stripes of fictional British clubs for the men, and a white button-down shirt with a floppy green bow tie for the woman. The older woman in 17D across the aisle glanced at them as she was settling in and instantly identified them as accountants or consultants or some equally tedious species of young professional. She lost herself in the romance novel in her electronic reader and forgot them. The man in 17A, short and a bit overweight, with the pale chin and cheeks of someone who just shaved off a beard, bent down and unzipped the front pocket of the leather backpack he had placed under the seat in front of him. From this pocket, he slid out a metal box with an air of reverence. It was silver and about the right size and shape for carrying a bar of soap. At some point, there had been an engraving on the top, but careful handling had worn it so smooth that only faint curves, a curly Q, and a straight line along the bottom remained. The man handled the box with extreme care, holding it with both hands and making sure that the hinge faced away from him. Swiveling from the waist, he handed the box to the dark-haired woman in the middle seat. She took it from him with crossed hands so that the hinge continued to face away from her. She had to flip her brown bangs out of the way so that she could see as she swiveled and passed the box on in the same referential manner to the taller man seated on the aisle. He had darker skin and a close-cropped beard. Once again, he took the box with crossed hands and placed it in his lap. Throughout the process, they had all moved with the precision and grace that come from endless repetition. None of them said anything as a second box was removed from the backpack and handed with equal care to the woman who placed it on her gray pinstripe skirt. She kept both hands on it, not hiding it from sight, but making sure it was safe. The man in the window seat pulled out a third metal box and then, holding the box with his left hand, leaned down and unzipped a pocket on the side of his pack. From this, he removed a folded square of green fabric and proceeded to pass it to the woman. He was careful to use his right hand. His left remained on the box in his lap. Again, using her right hand, she passed the material along to the dark-skinned man in the aisle seat, who unfolded one fold of the cloth and covered the box in his lap. Then she received her own green cloth and covered the box in her lap. The stewardess in charge of the front economy section came down the aisle on her way back to prepare the drinks cart. As she had been taught, she glanced at each passenger in turn, not actually studying him or her, but giving herself time so that anything off or odd would trigger a self-conscious sense of danger. As she approached the 17th row, the three young people began to talk together, smiles and mock grimaces appearing on their faces as they discussed plans for an imaginary convention they were to attend in Los Angeles. The woman and the man on the aisle began to use both of their hands. She dabbed at the corner of her lipsticked mouth with a napkin, and he emphasized a good-natured argument by energetically pointing at the man in the window seat. It might have looked suspicious if all three had kept both hands folded in their laps. The stewardess passed by. Nothing had triggered an internal alarm. She went on to the mid-cabin galley to get the ice and sodas ready. The three let the conversation die down over a couple of minutes. A conversation that stopped abruptly might be noticed. For a while, they just sat, their eyes open but unfocused, each with a protective hand on the box and cloth in their lap. Without a signal, all three used their left hand to bring their green cloth up to the tiny table and unfold it once more to reveal a very fine green silk with symbols embroidered in multicolored embroidery and a swirling pattern radiating out from the center. In the center of each cloth was a rectangular space, empty of any decoration or ornament. The man on the aisle smoothed a slight crease out of his cloth. The others waited until he finished. In unison, all three opened their boxes.